You're listening to The Geek Awakens with Mitch,
Matt,
Tabitha,
and Lydia.
Hey everybody, Mitch here with another edition of The Geek Awakens Presents Artist Alley Spotlight. I am joined once again by Frank Martin. Frank, it's been a little bit. How you been?
I'm doing good here from sunny, well, not sunny now because it's nighttime, but warm Puerto Rico, on a little vacation, but the work never stops. So keep on keeping on.
Insanely jealous, by the way, just for the record.
Yeah, my wife doesn't do well in the cold, so she wanted to escape New York for a week or so to wear shorts and t-shirts.
There you go. That's perfect. You've got a Kickstarter coming out, and before we talk about the Kickstarter itself, let's talk about the main character of the comic. So who is Phenom?
Phenom is a little bit of a Superman archetype, super strong, deflects bullets, but he can shapeshift, kind of like Martian Manhunter. Unlike them, though, that he doesn't stick to one planet. He flies around from planet to planet trying to help everyone who he can, but he's not completely honest about it. He shapeshifts to the native population of each world and pretends to be one of them. So that's how he kind of, that's why he does it, because he likes the love and adulation that he gets everywhere he goes.
You were kind enough to give me a sample of this, and I read it last night, and first off, so cool. But secondly, that moment when we had a reveal that, you know, that he does, you know, shapeshift or whatever, like that first time I was like, oh, this is going to be so cool.
I wanted to start the book off with the Golden Age Superman kind of run in, save the day, hoorah, and then he flies off, and right away it shifts a little bit where he shapeshifts, and you get the idea that something's kind of wrong with this guy, something else is going on there.
So let's talk about the Kickstarter for this book. What details can you give, that kind of stuff?
My Kickstarters, people that follow me at this point know that they kind of tend to follow the same formula. I offer a digital deluxe that has all the goodies in it for behind the scenes stuff like scripts and concept art and stuff like that, layouts. I have a cool variant cover that shows his various face and all the different aliens he has. And for this one, because it's Superman is the superhero, I did a little homage cover, an alien-fied version of it, the whole Superman Action Comics number one bit. So I have a couple cool covers, some behind-the-scenes goodies, and it should be cool. I'm excited to see what people think of it.
The name of the comic is Our Hero Phenom. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wanted to do a little goofy Golden Age superhero stuff, so I wanted to do it a little different. I could have just called it Phenom, you know, but I wanted to really lean into that cheesy superhero element to it.
Oh, and then you may have mentioned this already, and I apologize, but any kind of special add-ons for the campaign?
Doing 6 Kickstarters a year for the past couple of years, I'm built up a little bit of a back catalog, so I like to throw a whole bunch of stuff on there. I have, what else we got going on? The Truce, which is kind of a dystopian war book. So anybody that's missed out on a couple of my past campaigns or is just learning about me, it's a good chance for them to catch up.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is your first superhero story. Is that correct?
It's my first superhero story people can read.
Fair enough.
Growing up reading superheroes and loving superheroes, I bound to have written a couple in my youth, but I never actually compiled a story into a comic and put it out there as a product for people to buy. So yeah, this is my first one that I put out there as a Kickstarter to market.
So what made you want to tell this type of story, and how is doing a, you know, superhero genre comic different from some of the other stuff you've done?
They say don't do an indie superhero book, but for some reason, everybody still does them. They don't sell well. They don't do well in Kickstarter. But that's what drew us into the medium. You know, that's what hooked us in the beginning was the usually the big two, Batman, Spider-Man. So everybody always has that love for superheroes and they want to do their superhero story. I didn't want to just throw another superhero book into the mix, you know, just another bad guy meets good guy. They battle it out for good versus evil. I wanted to tear apart, you know, the genre, the idea, the concept of a superhero. And I wanted it to be about something. I wanted it to be about this guy Phenom and his mind and his psyche and psychology. So I really wanted to lean heavily into that. And I wasn't going to just do a superhero story until my heart was completely behind it, which it is for this one.
So, how many issues of Our Hero Phenom do you have planned?
One. As with most of my books, they're kind of, I've done a lot of one and dones. I'm going to try to do longer stories in the future, but you know, I got a lot of itches to scratch. So I try to do a lot of stories that are start, they end, move on to the next. Phenom, it falls into that category, but you know, one of the, I never say never to doing a follow-up. My book, Macabre Motel, I said I was just, it was good one-off story. I have a sequel coming out this year. So the way this book ends, it's certainly possible that we may see Phenom again in the future. I have no plans for it, but who knows what crazy things could pop into my head.
As somebody who's like backed a ton of Kickstarters, I truly appreciate that because it's one thing to like get like an amazing issue number one and then like years later you forget about it and then the creator's like, oh hey, here's issue two, and I'm like, where were you 3 years ago?
Making comics is a tricky thing, man. You know, between production and life and money, it's hard to do that one book and follow it up right away with the second one. So there's something about having a book in your hand. It's the story. This is what you'll read. This is what you'll get. I think it goes a long way to reader satisfaction, you know.
For sure, for sure. So tell us about the rest of the creative team for Our Hero Phenom.
So my artist on this is Ruli Akbar. He's a guy I've worked with on variant covers in the past. He's done a variant cover for me for Grimspace and Truce. I loved his work, and he was asking for a shot to do a sequentials, to do actual interiors for the for a story. And I, based on his line work, I thought he would be great for a superhero book. And eventually the stars aligned, and I just brought him on board for this one. And I think he's done a great job. He's brought Phenom to life in a way I couldn't imagine anybody else doing it. So I'm happy with the way his work's turned out.
And that kind of brings me to my next question, because like the worlds and the beings that we see in this book, they look amazing. So how much collaboration was there between you and the artist to create these worlds?
You know, not much. Not much. I'm a terrible writer when I'm like, yeah, make aliens. Make all these aliens and come up with concepts. And he kind of ran with it and he did a great job just devising different aliens that look different ways. And this is, it's a weird book in that it's really a grounded sci-fi superhero book, but it's also a interstellar adventure where you got this alien going off to different worlds. And all these different exotic species. And I kind of let him run wild with his imagination, designing all these different aliens. And to his credit, he really took it and ran with it. So I'm happy with what he did.
So let's pivot a little bit and talk about some of the other stuff that you've done. So for those who haven't read any of your stuff before, you've got some free comics and free short stories on your website. Tell us about some of those titles.
So I'm traditionally a prose writer, or I shouldn't say traditionally. That's how it kind of started. That's how I wanted to got into creative writing as a profession. So when you start doing that, you enter a ton of anthologies. So you build up a back catalog, a whole bunch of short stories, which is cool because then I have a whole bunch of short stories to offer on my website. They're there if you want to read prose stories that are action, sci-fi, horror, all that stuff. And also, same thing, when you start comics, you start small, you do shorts. I did a whole bunch of shorts with my Modern Testament series. And I like putting stuff on there because not everybody wants to give you their money right away. Let's just put it that way. They want to kind of dip their toe in the water first. and offering free prose stories, free short comics. It gives them a way to kind of dance with me, you know, before they let me take them out for dinner.
So you've also got a relatively new show on YouTube. It's called Right Now. What can you tell us about that?
I wanted to kind of expand my social media presence a little bit. I just didn't want to do the same thing of posting all the time. And I think a great way to not only connect with people, but also get my face out there is do a YouTube show. But I'm a terrible host. What you guys do is hard, you know, interviewing people, asking questions. I'm not that good at it, but I am good at writing. I think I at least I think I am. So I thought, you know what? Bring somebody on. Let's write a short story from scratch, just on the fly. It's kind of like freestyle rapping, except that I call it freestyle writing. And we come up with a theme. I did an episode today. The theme was fashion. So every sentence we alternated, we had to at least put one different article of clothing in the sentence. I look at it more of a game show than a traditional just interview show. So it's just about having a good time. We're not talking comics or pop culture. We're not talking politics or drama in the indie industry. We're just there to have fun and put out some words, make some silly characters. And I've got about, I don't know, half dozen episodes so far under my belt, another half dozen scheduled, and it's fun. It's something, I think it's something different. So that's just what I'm trying to offer, you know, something fun, something unique.
I was already interested in it when I was coming up with questions and everything, but just the way that you're talking about it now, it's like, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing after this interview.
It's, you know, the story, it's not about creating a good story. It's about the journey, not the destination. You know, all these stories get ridiculously bonkers. And sometimes you get a guest on and they're a little stiff. They're like, let's write this story. And then I'll just throw a curveball, something completely stupid in the water. And they're like, okay, I get it now. This is ridiculous. I'm not a real host. You know, I'm taking phone calls and eating during the show. It's just about having a good time. So I think a lot of people want to blow up their audience and they say, look, I'm not getting 100 viewers. Just I'm doing something wrong. I'm like, look, if I have a guest on and they're having a good time, then it's mission accomplished. That's really all it's about.
Yeah, exactly. That is the biggest point of it. So,
So I'm happy with the show.
so you've also on your website, you have a little spot where people can submit their work to have it reviewed on your website. When you're reviewing a comic, what kind of things do you look for?
People say don't review indie comics. You're asking for trouble. So it's like you're either always going to give positive reviews or you give a negative review and you're ostracizing people. It's kind of hard to run that balance. This is the way I look at it. Even if I don't like a comic, I try to find something positive about it, you know? So I try to give a good balance of say, look, here's a comic. Here are things that are really good about it. Nothing's ever perfect, so I always try to throw in some critique, some things that I thought were better, you know, some things that I thought fell short. I'm trying to develop a way for indie creators to get honest feedback about their work, because I think a lot of reviewers, they're either fluff pieces just trying to build people up, or they're negative reviews and they tear people down. I want to try to find a good balance. We could do both things at the same time. You know, we can highlight people's strengths while also shining a light on their weaknesses and letting people know that, look, you can get better at some things. So it's a hard balancing act, but I'm trying to do it. And so far, people that have submitted have been fairly receptive to the reviews that I've been writing.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. One of the things that I absolutely despise, just in terms of like not just with comics, but pop culture in general, how people just love to be negative. So it's refreshing to hear that, you know, like, no, hey, these are cool things about it, but here's what you can work on.
It's either one or the other, man. You know, you get people that say, I love this thing, or you get people say, I hate this thing, and be like, sometimes you're just like, can't it be both? You know, I could find things I love and things I hate, and I could find things I hate and things I love. So I'm trying to toe that line.
And I think a lot of the problem is like with some people, they just don't appreciate the fact that like some things aren't for you, and that's okay.
I try to be an objective reader. I try to take my preferences out of the whatever I'm reading. I try to look at things as a story. I try to approach a story from a reader who would be interested in this story when I read it, which is a lot of people, they find it hard to do that. And but you know what? I'm not a huge manga fan, but if I'm reading a manga book, I'm gonna pretend that I'm a manga fan for that those 25 minutes that I'm reading or whatever it is. And then that's how I write my review. So I it's been different.
So tell us a little bit about how you got your start in comics and then also just writing in general. I know you said that that's how you started, but how did that come to be?
I got my start in writing the same way everyone got their start in writing, which is you go to elementary school and your second grade teacher gives you a creative writing assignment. You know? I was like, I like doing this. And then I went home and just kept on doing it, you know? I started writing my own silly, stupid stories. My father showed me like a year or so ago, like a third grade assignment about I was a time traveler that went back in time to learn about history for his history project. I didn't realize it at the time. I basically ripped off Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. But yeah, I just and then I went into fan fiction and then longer form stories and then novels. It was just storytelling kind of grasped me, and I always loved comics. So at some point the two merged, and the only way to start writing comics is to just start writing comics. You know, nobody's going to give you an invitation to do it. You kind of just have to find tutorials, classes, things to learn the craft, and just dive headfirst into it because nobody's going to open the door for you and say, hey, you know, come on in, do this thing. So, yeah, I started with short stories. I built up a whole bunch of scripts. Some of them actually became real comics. And then from there, I just kind of worked the ladder, you know, working short comics, one shots, two part stories, mini series, and kind of here we are, launching six Kickstarters a year and having fun doing it.
Do you have anything else that you're working on right now that you might be able to tease?
Six Kickstarters a year. This is my number two, so I have four on the horizon. My next one is going to be in addition to that fairy tale sci-fi mashup Grim Space that I was talking about. And I love bouncing around doing all sorts of different stories, different genres, but I want to really focus on one series and be known for that thing. I think Grim Space is that. So next year I'm devoting all six of my launches to Grim Space. So for the foreseeable future, I think I'll be the Grim Space guy, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. And I picked up the first issue on one of your Kickstarters, and yeah, it's so fun. So I'm really excited to hear that.
Yeah, there's tons of different fairy tales to adapt, and what I have planned for next year is I'm doing the MCU route where I have a whole bunch of standalone entries, but then they're all going to come together and cross over in a big story at the end. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have any cons lined up in the near future?
Cons. Yeah, I think in the next 2 weeks. There's the first Indie Comic Creator Con that's in Connecticut, I think in New Haven. I'm going to be doing that. My local con, Westchester County, New York. I'm going to try to do a couple cons there. So I'm going to try to not hit up the big guys. And if I do, I'm not going to table, just kind of walk around, say hello to people. But yeah, my last convention was January 2020, and then something happened, and conventions kind of changed forever. So I think I need to get back into the game.
I can't imagine what happened in January of 2020. That's
I
so
forget. I
bizarre.
forget.
Yeah.
It he blanked on it.
So, Frank, where can people find you online?
The best place is probably franktherewriter.com is my website. Those free stories we were talking about, those are on there. You could sign up for my mailing list. That's kind of the best place to keep track of all the projects that I have going on. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. At Frank the Writer is my handle on all of those, so it's kind of easy. Frank the, if you remember Frank the Writer, you'll find me eventually.
So one more time, give us the info on our hero Phenom and the Kickstarter.
Our Hero Phenom launching March 5th. Possibly when this episode drops, it'll be running for about 18 days. The story is about a shape-shifting superhero who goes from planet to planet, pretending to be the native superhero of every planet he visits until he winds up on one of those planets and it's in ruins. And he has to figure out what happened and why and come to terms on his behavior of duping an entire galaxy. So it's a deconstruction of the hero motif, and I'm very interested to see what superhero fans think of it.
Awesome, awesome. Frank Martin, thank you so much for taking the time, especially when you're on vacation. Thank you for taking the time to talk.
It's not a vacation if you're with your kids. It's just taking care of your kids in another place. That's all it is.
True, but you are getting to wear shorts and a t-shirt in February, so.
Well, yeah, I'm not complaining about that.
So, Frank, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mitch.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Geek Awakens. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, shoot us an email at thegeekawakenspodcast@gmail.com.
It would be a shame if you didn't follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Geek Awakens Podcast or on Twitter at Geek Awakens.
Theme music created and produced by E. Cannon Beats.
Our logo was designed by Shay McCain.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. We're boldly gone.